Good morning, I'm Doug Donahoe, and it's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. The next best thing to Uncle Jed, Jeff Bacon from the Chamber.
Morning.
Yes, joining me for this week's edition of the Chamber Corner. I figured the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
That would be a nice intro for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Shooting at the ground.
Yeah. You and Jethro and Ellie Mae and Granny. All right, so summer. God, can you believe it? We're almost to the halfway point of July.
You're not supposed to say that to the teachers in the valley.
I know, right? Yeah, you would know.
Exactly.
Yeah, the teachers are going, summer really does go by way too fast.
That's for sure.
Still a lot of things going on, though.
Yep, absolutely. Allen and Company's in town. Flew back in last night. Almost couldn't find a parking place for the jet. Tough time of year, you know, when the parking lots are full. I managed to squeeze it in because a couple smaller planes there. So
yeah, good.
All good. Yeah.
Well, good thing your jet isn't a $10 million jet. It's just that $8 million jet.
Right. Yeah. I didn't want to overdo it.
A little smaller. Compact jet.
Compact. Hey, tonight the Wood River Land Trust and the City of Haley is looking for public comment on the Haley Greenway. Last year, the Land Trust was finally able to procure a large section of Colorado Gulch to add to the beautiful Draper Preserve, and now they want to tie it all together. That, along with the spring's runoff and the flooding, has made this area a pretty hot topic. What do we do with our river? Come out to the pavilion next to Lions Park in Haley. Everything starts at 5:30 this evening. Let's see what we can do to make this an even more awesome feature for the valley. You gotta love summer.
Oh,
all
I
live
do.
Music comes to town. Sun Valley Center for the Arts and their summer concert series is one of those great live music programs. And Monday, July 17th, Lord Huron will be here. Get your tickets at sunvalleycenter.org. This concert will be at the Sun Valley Pavilion. Their next show, August 1st, which is Pink Martini, will be at River End. Saw Pink Martini a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Great fun.
When I lived in Bend, they were always rolling through because we were in their backyard.
Yeah.
And when summer and Pink Martini were simultaneously converging, you knew it was going to be a fun time.
That's
going to
be good. Yeah. Hey, and now until late August, we're going to be talking about the Great American Eclipse. Mostly how, if you live or work in the Wood River Valley, you need to get ready. Get your family, get your home ready, get your business ready. Make a plan and be ready. The Valley is going to see a huge number of visitors on the week leading up to the eclipse. There are going to be folks here after, so educate yourself. The Chamber has some resources. In fact, we'll be holding a community meeting next week. Look for our newsletter or call us at the Chamber offices, and we'll get you hooked up with some valuable information that you're going to need when figuring out what to do. And one thing I will add, I've been working on this for a while now, so, you know, eclipse expert.
Uh-huh.
Everything I have read says if you can make it happen, get all the way inside the band of totality. The band stretches 70 miles, and Ketchum is just inside the band on the south end. Stanley's right in the middle. And that's where all the magic happens, right there in that band of totality. And if you're outside that band, you're going to wonder what all the fuss is about when you hear people talk about how life-changing this was for them. So get thee to the path.
So I have a question.
Sir?
Can Stanley handle, I mean, I've heard something figure as high as 30,000 visitors converging into that area?
Yeah, actually, the NASA has run official numbers based on population centers and how close they are to the band. And the Wood River Valley is expected to get about 30,000-ish and Stanley about 50,000-ish.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be crazy. So that's why we're saying please get ready for this, because there's talk of fuel shortages at the gas stations. Cell phone service is going to be reduced because of how many people are going to be using the service. Obviously, grocery stores and everything are just going to be overrun. So
and porta potties.
Exactly. All of this is they're out now.
Yeah,
they're out. The porta potties that are available in the valley have been spoken for. So they're going to be as many as we can get out there, but it's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
So as a visitor, it's going to be an interesting time, but if you're living here, you have a chance to get ready. So please be ready for this.
I've been thinking about where I will go.
There you go.
If I will go.
Yeah.
There's
you gotta
a little
go.
Bit of waffling going, okay, it's only a once-in-a-lifetime event, but on the other side, it's like, how much of a headache do you want to, you know, I'm good with the locals. It's all the influx of people
exactly.
going that don't know how we roll.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're our eclipse expert, and we'll be tapping into your expertise here between
Absolutely.
Now and then.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff Bacon with the Chamber. This week's edition of the Chamber Corner.